90.1 WUSB FM. I'm covering for Finn. This is Last Call with Chris Michaels. And we are going to embark on a cerebral suppository on politics, entertainment, and God knows what else comes out of my disease-ridden mind.
Coming down fast by the miles above you.
7 after the hour on WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM. This is Last Call with Chris Michaels. We are going to have a Christmas coffee party here. I'm here with Tim and John, Johnny Pancakes and Tim Bearclaw, where I swear to God...
Bearclaw.
They're delicious, though, by the way.
They are. I haven't had a Bearclaw in forever, but I do remember them being great. So here are a couple of headlines and news issues of the day, as my very good friend John. So what's out there?
Well, let's see. The top 10 Google searches of 2015.
I heard about this, yeah.
Number 10. Oh, what God. Is Listeria?
Listeria? I have no idea. What is it?
I don't know about the studio.
We're going to go through
like
all 10.
Well, I was going to kind of run through the list, but I'm fine. You want to go stop each one? That's fine.
No, go ahead. Run it down.
Number 9. What is Blue Moon? And not the beer, by the way.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Do you know what any of these things are?
Yes, I actually did read up on a lot of these.
So then what is it? What?
So you Googled your Google.
You goddamn.
That's
right, I did.
Paradox I can't even get into.
I Googled your Yahoo on Facebook. So what is this all about?
Listeria is basically a bacteria-borne food illness. Makes you sick.
Hold on, I'm going to Twitter myself
right now. Hey, do you think the past tense of tweeting something is...
No.
You change the E's to like an A?
Or an O?
Oh, now I'm twitching. Nice job.
All right, so Listeria is some sort of... What is this?
It's a foodborne...
An STD or something?
Sure, why not?
Okay. All right, so that's interesting. So what's number 9?
What is a blue moon?
A blue moon?
As in... When the blue moon is blue.
I would assume it's a cold ass.
That too. Or it could be because the moon appears to be blue in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And how does that happen?
Does that usually happen when a man doesn't finally climax or something like that?
No, I think that's blue balls.
Oh, I see. All right.
Blue moon would probably be maybe if his buttocks was beaten.
I see. All right. That's black and blue. So what's number 8?
Everybody's gonna have
what is Red Nose Day?
What is Red Nose Day?
What is Red Nose Day?
What is that about?
That had to do with like cancer awareness. Everybody was wearing a red nose.
Oh, I remember that. Guess who didn't wear one
like
of those?
Skin
you.
Cancer?
Yeah.
What's the red nose?
It was for cancer awareness.
Yeah, I remember that.
Any particular type or
all of them?
Just like the pink stuff. I mean, you put on the.
It was along those
honestly,
lines.
Who's not aware of cancer at this point? What's the difference?
I know.
Red Nose Day. Did you raise any money?
Of course they did.
With your red nose, really?
Of course they did, yes. Everybody donated.
Did you just change your profile to have a red nose?
One of those overlays, like the French flag.
Oh, it's the worst.
So what happened? What's number 7?
What is ISIS?
What is ISIS? Okay, well that's...
Well, we've already gone through that ad nauseum.
Yeah, pretty much, and I'm sick of talking about that, so...
6. What is Ebola?
Ebola?
Yeah, well, you know, there was this big, huge scare months ago where, you know... Ebola was coming to America. We were all going to bleed out of our eyes.
Yeah, I remember
this. Nose. We're all going to die. What happened?
So your blue moon turns to a red moon.
That's pretty much it.
Fair enough.
Wait, your blue moon turns to a red nose?
That's it.
And then you're...
See, now we're in another paradox.
Now...
I don't know what's going on.
Well, no one knows. So what happens? What's
number
next?
5.
5.
What is a lunar eclipse?
You're kidding.
Something you should have learned in grade school.
You're kidding.
No.
Really?
No, not at all. Now, number 4... I never heard of this, so I had to look it up.
I just hear Neil.
What is the Charlie Challenge?
I don't even know what that is.
All
what
right.
is it?
Charlie Challenge is basically like Ouija with two pencils.
What?
Ouija.
I know what it is.
You know, communing with the spirits?
Yes.
With two pencils.
Yeah, you lay two pencils in a cross.
Right.
And you draw on a piece of paper a graph that says yes or no.
Yeah.
And you ask Charlie, the demon.
Yeah.
To answer your questions.
See, this is why Trump's going to win.
And what happens?
Pretty much. Well, what happens is just because of the fact that the pencils are crossed, they're going to move. Regardless of what you say, what you do. But there's a whole mythology behind it.
So basically...
Wait, you're the mythology guy, right?
I'm the mythology, astrology guy.
What do you got on this?
I got that...
He has no flipping clue.
No, I've never heard of this, but I mean, it's more than plausible. I mean, if you're going to evoke some sort of spirit or energy, then it can move.
Has it
got to
be a number 2, or what are we talking about?
I generally do not put number 2s on the paper
in
front of other people, but...
Well, listen, some people call it art. Giuliani doesn't, but fair enough.
That's a good throwback. Not a lot of people
throwback.
Get that
no,
reference.
That's right.
Oh,
I'm not going to lie. I'm lost.
No, there was an art exhibit.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not surprised.
There was an art exhibit that was on display during Giuliani's reign.
Tenure,
reign, whatever. And it had a lot of excrement involved.
Oh, that one!
Yeah, right.
Gotcha.
And speaking of Trump, you brought up a Trump reference.
Sure.
There is a new meme out with Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
And the whole thing is Donald Trump quick. quits. And here's the CNN story and interview. You click on it, and it's Donald Trump dancing to Rick Priestley.
Rick Astley.
And you get Rickrolled.
Trump.
Yeah, by Trump, and he's dancing, and ha-ha, that's it.
That is the most awful thing I've ever heard. Yeah, we've out-memed ourselves.
Yeah, I think it's really time for a change.
The memes have actually lapped themselves.
If I have to see Steve Harvey's dumb smile one more time on my Facebook, it's the worst thing.
I was thinking about this today. Could you imagine if Steve Harvey had a Maury Povich-style show? You are not the father.
You are.
Oops.
Yeah, and he has those big bug eyes that he has. So what are we up to?
Number three, what is a buckeye?
A buckeye? It's a fish, right?
It's a tree.
It's a tree. That
and
was
it
close.
Basically
fish
makes
tree.
like a seed.
A seed.
Eat.
So people look that up because Ohio
because
State.
They're probably stupid, but that's besides the point.
It's a tree that makes a seed.
This is what we've done. Come on. These can't be the top 10 searches.
I don't know.
Midget porn's got to be in there somewhere.
Now, I was going to say, what would be the top 10 searches of Pornhub? That would be an interesting...
Well, give us a little while. We got 3 hours.
Not on this computer, we're not. You can use your phone. So what
number
two.
What is Ashley Madison?
Well, we all know what Ashley Madison is.
No, please elaborate.
Dumb guys sign up to troll through fake accounts.
Yes, yes. Troll through fake accounts. It's where people that are being or suffering from infidelity go to find...
Or want to suffer from infidelity.
Right. They go online and they create a profile to find someone else.
To engage.
Right. To engage in adulterous acts. And there was a funny thing. Hunter Biden, Vice President Biden's son.
Right.
He was outed as having an Ashley Madison account. And here's the funny thing. When this leak was presented... They had the longitudinal coordinates of every person's computer that used...
An Ashley Madison account.
Right. Of when they started the account, right? So here's the thing. Hunter Biden blamed the Russians. He said, the Russians did this to me to embarrass me, to embarrass my father, to embarrass the United States.
All Joe Biden has to do is open his mouth and he embarrasses himself.
God love you. And you know what happened? Those longitudinal coordinates were pinpointing to an administrative building on the Georgetown campus.
Where he works.
Exactly where Hunter Biden taught.
Well, listen, if it's the Russians, Sarah Palin should have seen it.
She would have seen it coming a mile away.
That's ridiculous.
This is the dumbest effing thing I've ever heard.
I can't. Oh, no, we haven't gotten to number one yet.
Oh, God. So what were you going to say?
No, listen, I'm just, Ashley Madison is... You know how embarrassed our like fathers and grandfathers would be to hear about an Ashley Madison?
It's like
Madison
I would set? Just go out and just grab a piece.
Exactly.
Of
they would just go out to a bar and
they
make
had
it
Ashley
happen.
Madison back in the day, they called it a secretary.
You're right. All right, so the number one Google search of 2015.
What is zero divided by zero?
You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. What is zero divided by zero?
And what's Trump's numbers?
Well, actually, that is later on in this show.
Oh, God.
Listen, I don't think we have to argue that, because if you're zero divided by zero is the number one Google search, then game over, kids. Nice job.
Yeah, that's true. Now, wait a minute.
If you have zero apples and you go to share them with nobody,
yeah,
how many apples do you have?
I don't know.
Well, I still have no apples.
Why don't you shut up for a minute? How do you like them apples? So now, have you heard about Bernie Sanders? He was suing the Democratic National
Committee.
The DNC? Right. Now, what was the whole story behind that? I've been kind of in a vacuum for a little bit.
Supposedly, he got access through... They actually keep like all the voter data information online. He got access to Hillary Clinton's voter information.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know about the vice versa.
No, it was vice versa.
But the biggest thing was he had access.
Well, one of the staffers went in there and was a little too...
rooting around, maybe?
With whatever.
In the dirty underwear drawer?
You know, I mean, listen. Debbie Wasserman Schultz
could be the
most enraging person on the... She's like every... just trollop standing in front of you at a Starbucks complaining about, you know, how much foam is in her coffee. She's the worst person to manage. The only person worse is Hillary Clinton, and it's by a slim margin.
Hillary Clinton, she came out with this... Well, before we go into that, but this whole... Bernie Sanders actually had a grassroots movement, and they funded him
right
to sue them, and he won.
Yeah.
So you have so look at what's going on. You have the Republicans and the Democrats going against Trump in any possible way. Mm-hmm. You have the Democrats trying
That's if Trump is actually a Republican.
Well, that's true. And you have the Democrats trying to sink Bernie Sanders, and Trump and Bernie Sanders are the most popular candidates out there. You don't hear about it on the news.
It was really funny. Today, there was a poll, which, take it as you will, that Trump versus Hillary, Hillary would still win by about 7 points. But Bernie versus Trump?
Well, he floors him.
Bernie won like 20 points.
Yeah.
Even if you go plus or minus five, it was like...
Doesn't even matter.
Holy crap.
So what were we going to say?
Listen, if divided by zero, what's the difference? It's the bottom line is Debbie Wasserman Schultz is completely embedded with the Hillary campaign. She's the worst. She should have been gone months and months ago.
Years.
Well, you're right.
Years ago.
She's enraging.
Like 99% of everybody in Congress.
She's enraging. And it's not just the permanent B-face. I don't know. You just want to smack the hell out of her every time she comes on the screen. I literally want to jump out, a fourth floor window.
Why would you want to jump
out? Swan dive?
Because I can't stand it. It's like watching Halloween 3 when that commercial comes on. The heads just explode. It is literally she's a terrible person.
She is a horrible human being. And who's that? Feinstein? Feinstein, Frankenstein, whatever her name is.
Yeah, the one who keeps trying to bring up bills to infringe upon our purposes.
Yes.
There's not too many. See, that's where the Republicans actually are pretty impressive, because they hire pretty decent-looking women to shill their nonsense.
God. You know, you're just a...
But it's true.
I almost cursed. You're just a... You're probably right.
I'm 100%
Fox News,
right.
On Fox News, yeah. Who would you rather look at, Rachel Maddow or Megyn Kelly?
There's something about that boyish Peter Pan haircut. No,
19 after the hour on WUSB, Stony Brook 90.1 FM.
Listen, I have pets. I know what it's like to come home and find out someone's chewed on the rug or had a little accident in the house. It can be frustrating. But you know what? Most pet problems can be solved. So ask your vet or your local animal shelter for advice. Just don't give up on your best friend. After all, pets are for life. For more information, contact the Humane Society of the United States at 202-452-1100. Hi, I'm Jenna Elfman. On Dharma and Greg, our dogs are part of our family, and that's the way it should be. They bring us endless love and joy and don't ask for much in return. Of course, having a pet is a commitment, and every good relationship takes work and patience, but having a best friend is worth it. Remember, pets are for life. For more information, contact the Humane Society of the United States at 202-452-1100.
All right, 20 after the hour on WUSB, Stony Brook, it is Christmas week. Grab your baby, get under that fire.
Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. I said, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Gotcha. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing neath the mistletoe. Take it on, baby, take it on. Yo, ho, ho! One, you did, yes you did, yes you did, yes you did. I said, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. I'm living in paradise. Yeah. I said, Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Are you sure that treat me nice? I said, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Well, you sure did treat me nice. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm putting it through Al's mic. Yeah. Good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling my vibe. Got good music on my radio. Well, I want to kiss you, baby, while you're standing near the mistletoe. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Dig it, James, dig it. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my. Wake up, bud. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, underneath your mistletoe.
/7:26 That was Elvis Presley, the Stony Brook House Band, playing for us Merry Christmas, Baby. Then I told you to get your baby and get by that fire. And who knows what you'd be rubbing up on come Christmas
nah,
Eve.
Nah, nah.
Who knows what Santa's going to bring down your chimney.
I'm guessing chlamydia based on your Tinder swipes.
Do you have to
always
go down this road?
Yes, I do.
Do you have to take it to the point where we get nauseous?
I'm not nauseous. He's telling the truth.
So, okay, wait. Before you go into this story here, there was a video that was released by I think it was the DA of Los Angeles, right? Supposedly there was a guy, and what happened was the official police story was that a guy was arrested and he had a gun somehow, and he ended up shooting a cop in the stomach. So then this guy, the person that they were arresting, actually got shot 3 times. Okay? So, a video was recorded and anonymously sent into the DA's office and was subsequently released, because you can look at this video, and it shows this one guy on the ground. He is unarmed.
Right.
There are two officers on top of him. One officer closer to his head. So, he's laying on his stomach. You have one officer that's laying towards his lower back, another officer laying towards his head, and they pinned him on the ground. The one officer closer to his head had his gun out, and he puts the gun on the ground so that they can apprehend this guy, right?
Right.
The first officer closer to the guy's head picks up the gun, and the gun accidentally discharges and shoots the other cop in the stomach. At
yes.
close range, at point blank range.
And then
what happens? The guy that got shot
is he's just he says, I got shot, and he flips up the flap on his holster, right?
Right.
And he's trying to wrestle the guy. He's obviously hit, and he's like, worming around, and he's still trying to apprehend the guy. He takes out the gun and shoots the guy in the back 3 times. And you hear other people that witness this, come on, I can't believe you effing shot the guy like that in the back.
Yeah.
And the guy, the officer that got shot, is screaming that, I got hit in the stomach. And the case brought against this guy in the courts was that the guy shot the second officer in the stomach. So that's why they had to shoot him in the back.
So he survived, but they, wow.
But the guy that got hit in the stomach by another police officer...
Right.
Ended up shooting the guy on the ground. The guy was unarmed in cuffs.
No, he just
in the
got,
back
he
three
got
times.
Shot and he reacted to it. And
yeah.
And somebody sent an anonymous video of this?
Yes. They have a video of it, and you can look at it. I mean, it's a graphic video. I mean, you see everything there.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's pretty, wow. Did they put the Benny Hill music to it? Because there's a lot going on there.
No. But think about, on this show, before I did it with you guys, I used to bring up sometimes cop stories, and I... try to defend them, because when is a cop going to get called to a scene?
You're right. It's always a worse scenario. I mean, there is no winning if you're a police officer. Now, that's not to say that there isn't some messed up stuff that goes on
Absolutely. Institutionally
when it comes to cops. But and you know what? Any one of us would stick up for our own if that was the case.
Oh, sure.
But, both sides have a point as far as this goes, but, like, to shoot the guy 3 times.
3 times. In the back
on.
While he's cuffed on the ground. Like, how can you even... What can you do to justify that? What can you bring up in the course to say, I needed to shoot this guy in the back like that?
I thought he shot me.
But the guy was cuffed when the first officer accidentally shot the second officer. The guy was on the ground and cuffed.
You ain't from around here, are you, boy?
Yeah, right. Right.
Somebody's got to pay.
You got a pretty mouth. Speaking of pretty mouths, Megyn Kelly is going to be hosting the second debate, right, John?
Seamless transition.
So what happened?
After the brouhaha
with
the first debate where Trump for weeks on end pilloried Miss Kelly.
Yeah.
Because of her strong, hard questions.
Yeah, obviously we need a Webster dictionary for us tonight. Between you and John, between Tim and John using big words, polysyllabic words like concupiscence.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good word,
my
right?
My head hurts now.
But basically, Fox News said,
right,
we're going to put her out there again.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
It's the egg and
why? Well, two reasons.
Ratings. Stop it.
Ratings. And second of all, she's not an unattractive lady.
Are they going to wait till it's that certain time of the month again?
No, come on.
Listen, that's what Trump said. That's what he said.
That was the whole...
She was on the other
end. We don't need this.
Dude, that's what she said. That's what he said. What do you want me to tell you? I didn't say it. That's what he said.
I think you just did. So what...
I'm repeating.
Oh, I see. You're quoting.
But basically, the same trio of Megyn Kelly, Brett Baer, and Chris Wallace will host and grill the said candidates.
So a Mensa meeting.
Pretty much.
Yeah, dude, I'd rather watch beheading videos for 3 hours. That's honestly, those three idiots.
I was thinking more along the lines of a hammer to my testicles, but hey.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, Chris Wallace isn't supposed to be that bad, right? As far as I know, he's not that bad.
No, he's not awful.
He's not awful. He's not,
I don't
reporter.
Actually know the Brett Baer at all.
He's terrible.
Is he?
Okay, well, there you go.
Yes, he's terrible. You know what? You know what you need to do?
What?
Is forget them and have Steve Doocy and that other idiot and the other idiot from Fox and Friends get up there. With a couple of cups of coffee and have them do the thing. It'll be the funniest.
Smoking cigarettes.
No, I mean, so basically they're trying to entrap Donald Trump by making him get up there, and he's going to have Megyn Kelly. They're going to have Megyn Kelly up there asking the questions.
Oh, you know that they're going to specifically have her ask him questions.
And more than likely, he is going to get the most time during that debate so that she can try and entrap him.
Roger Ailes is not an idiot.
No, he's not. I'll tell you that much.
He's not a dumb man at all.
Ratings, everybody's ratings, ratings.
Meanwhile, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is, Sunday mornings at 8:30.
That dingbat.
The next presidential debate.
God. She's such a wretched individual. I can't stand
that
woman.
How much more obvious can you make it, though?
Oh, my God. Did you guys see the new Hillary campaign blitz that just came out over the past week?
No, please enlighten me. No.
Hillary Clinton, I think I have it here. Hillary Clinton is going on a new campaign. And, I don't have it here, but she's talking about how she is the abuela. Now, abuela in Spanish
okay, well, there you
is...
go. I don't know.
Tim Bearclaw, what do we got?
She's the matronly, motherly, grandmotherly figure.
Right.
Yeah.
In a pantsuit.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, let's appeal to...
Right. Like and that. So what happened was is that everybody was up in arms about this campaign.
She said the,
The Hispanic community started a hashtag called Hispandering because because they could not stand the fact that... they couldn't stand the fact that she was pandering this blatantly. She's trying to be... She what was the other word?
She be everything to everybody.
Just listen. Just be happy she didn't come out holding like a Chipotle burrito. At this point, are you kidding
Saint
me?
Saying Dominic the Donkey
and a sombrero.
She goes to Black Baptist Church. She spreads sand at the soft shit. Like whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to hand it to whoever. I never seen anything.
Oh my God, she is a horrible individual. 34 after the hour on WUSB. Stony Brook. Wilford Brimley sends us his Christmas greetings.
I'm Wilford Brimley for Quaker Oats. You know, Christmas was always the most special season for me when I was a kid. I'll never forget Mom, Christmas morning, ladling out big steaming servings of oatmeal for us kids. The house would be chilly, but that hot oatmeal warmed us up fast, especially me, and it was healthy. Yes, sir, every time Mom gave us oatmeal, she was giving us a head start on life, keeping our cholesterol levels right where they ought to be, and teaching me about the birds and the bees.
Excuse me, the birds and the bees, Mr. Beverly?
Yeah.
I don't have that in my copy here. Where are you seeing that?
Well, I'm not seeing it. I'm remembering it.
Oh, well, you're not supposed to ad-lib here, Mr. Beverly.
Okay, I just thought you might find that interesting, that's all.
No, just go back to the cholesterol
all right.
levels line, okay?
Okay, let's see. Keeping our cholesterol levels right where they ought to be. That's the thing about oatmeal. Christmas time or any time, it tastes great and it's healthy for you. Fact of the matter is, it's just a healthy holiday boner. So this Christmas season, why don't you...
No, Mr. Bemley, there's that word again. It's bonus. B-O-N-U-S. Mm. Not boner. B-O-N-E-R.
Well, now, sir, let me ask you this. Did you ever get invited to the Brimley house for Christmas?
Well, of course not. I mean, I don't
know.
No,
you didn't, so you wouldn't know whether Wilford Brimley's Christmas oatmeal gives him a boner or a kidney stone, now, would you?
Well, no, I wouldn't. But that's not the point.
Oh, I beg your pardon, young man. That's exactly the point here. You see, I love oatmeal. Why, I'd marry this stuff if I could.
Mr. Brimley, you're sick.
No.
People marry people.
No, I never felt better in my life, and oatmeal beats a woman seven ways to Sunday.
Well...
How many women have you met who all you got to do to get them ready is to throw a pan of hot water on them, huh? Not a one, probably. So, kids, this year when you're all gathered around the crackling hearth in front of the Christmas tree, Dad playing Santa, Mom bringing in them powdered sugar cookies right out of the oven, you just suddenly rear back and announce to the room, I'm kind of cold, and flip out your dick. Flop it in the old wassail bowl there and say, hey, Mom, fill her up with oatmeal.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Mom will faint, and Sis will swallow her chewing gum. Aunt Agnes will probably gag, and Dad will be fumbling for that suicide hotline number, all because you got your own hot number dunked in the eggnog.
Oh, no.
Why not tell Mom to forget about the bowl idea entirely? Just say, Mom, I'll take my oatmeal poured into my Christmas stocking. That way, when somebody tells you to sit down and put a sock on it, well, you'll be in for a true religious experience. I'm telling you, it's the right thing to do.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square. Say, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic car, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop, for Frosty the snowman had to hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye, saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
Thirty-nine after the hour on WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM. No, you aren't, John. That's very good. Off the air conversation we were having. John claimed
keep it that way.
Yeah, John was claiming that he wasn't an inanimate object. Speaking of inanimate objects, you had a story here.
Yeah,
which is what
a designer in Netherlands.
The Netherlands, yeah.
Named Mark Sturkenberg has come up with a creative way.
Don't think, just run with it. Just go.
I'm trying.
Just go.
Just shut up.
All right, fine. Well, you can say jackass.
Yeah, I was going to.
Mommy and Daddy are fighting.
So that a female could be more closer to her deceased.
Oh my God. I think I heard about this. Yeah, what happens?
Basically, what he does is he takes 21 grams of the deceased's ashes.
Yeah.
And places them in a dildo.
Oh my God. You could use a different
word.
No, but
you could.
No, you could say an anatomically correct pleasure device meant for females.
Oh, your mouth makes love to my ears like you make love to somebody's ear.
Great. You know,
you're right.
I thought I'd burp on you. Well, you're dirtbags. That was terrible. So what? So this is it? So you're supposed to...
Basically what it boils down to is you're scooping up somebody's...
Ashes.
And you're putting them into something that you can insert in yourself. That's terrific. We've really come full circle as a society.
In pink and brown circles at this point with
there
this.
There you go.
Brown circles.
But he also,
what if it breaks, blow it out your ass.
Could you imagine? He sees this big puff.
Oh, man, every time there's a fart. What's that? Oh, that's just Harold.
So, wait, what happened here? What was the rest of this?
But he also creates,
for
the toy, a memory box.
Wait a minute. He didn't... That's the term he used, is memory box.
Correct.
All right.
It comes with a perfume diffuser.
Yeah.
That you can put the beloved's most favorite scent in.
Smelly tuna.
Oh my God!
or a sweaty gym sock, whichever.
You know, speaking of sweaty gym socks, when I walked in here before, I guess they were doing a show in here with the door closed for I don't know how many hours. No air circulation. They had one fan going, but since the door was closed, the fan is just blowing around this air. It was putrid. Putrid. I don't even know I don't know what possesses people.
What do you expect? This place looks like Wavy Gravy's Birkenstock.
We really do sometimes. It looks like we broadcast from behind a dryer.
Dude, I'm pretty sure Les Nessman is dead somewhere in here.
Jimmy Hoffa's body is over in the CR2 over there.
It is not good.
So apparently this is being rebuilt, though. In the next 2 years, it's going to get brand new spanking stuff.
State of the art.
They have all new material, all new boards and stuff like that. I mean, this is a relic. I mean, this belongs in an antique shop out east.
You're going to be a slave to the man now.
But, I mean, it'll be great. In the next 2 years, they're going to rebuild everything. So, speaking of phalluses, I had a company dinner last Thursday.
Oh, please enlighten us.
Right. I had a company dinner last Thursday. And... Everybody was there, and we all ate dinner, and it was all fun and games. The bill was paid, and then some of us stayed, including the owner. And he decided to reopen the tab, okay? Because he's a nice guy. He's going to buy us all drinks.
Sounds like a mistake to me.
Sounds like a mistake, because one, this person's words were pouring out of his mouth. Just imagine pouring curdled milk out of a container.
The owner?
Yes. And that's how he was speaking. It was just like in plops and bubbles coming out of his mouth because he was...
I love you guys.
Almost like that. And he just, it just splatters. So then, for 30 to 45 minutes, he singles me out and tells me that I am his biggest disappointment and that he is...
You sure this wasn't your parents talking to you?
Oddly enough. No, I think they're beyond that because...
I just can't wait. Fast forward 2 weeks, it's Christian dancing around him with an axe while Huey Lewis and the News plays in the background. Try getting a reservation at Dorsia now, putz.
Whack!
So he says, I am his biggest disappointment. He then says that he's watching my effing ass like an effing hawk.
Well, maybe he likes
your ass. No. He doesn't like my ass. And then, every time somebody would walk by, he would say, I want to talk about him. Let's talk about him for a little bit. Let's talk about his passions. What are your passions? What do you like to do? What do you think? And for 30 to 40, if I didn't eat...
And you didn't break a glass and jab it in his jugular?
No, because I was so foobarred that I couldn't even respond properly. I just sat there. I'm like, my first reaction was, I just ate your food that you bought. I just drank all the drinks that and you're still buying me drinks. If you didn't do that, I would lay you out flat. Because nobody talks to me that way. I stood in front of 300 people.
Oh, but you'll be a whore. You'll eat his food. You'll drink his drink and take it.
Listen, when was the last time...
You stick it to the man somehow.
When was the last time you've even seen your testicles to stand up to somebody?
It's been a while.
A long, long time. The last time I saw you have a pair was when you decided to flip your wig and throw your name badge at the Walmart manager.
Oh, no. What about the time, my last job, where I just went, really?
Wait a minute, go back to
this. Oh, I remember that.
Name badge at a Walmart
manager?
Yeah,
your name badge was also your time card.
Yeah.
And
at Walmart?
Yeah, at Walmart. He did.
Were you a greeter or something?
No, he wasn't
a hell of a greeter.
I unload trucks.
Oh, what do we got here? No.
So you did this, right?
Well, after working 8 hours,
and
the boss
says... choked up about it.
Well, yeah, it was a very emotional time for me.
You worked at Walmart?
Yeah, I unloaded trucks.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
It wasn't the best.
Okay, so did you ever unload, like, you know, dildos with ashes in them?
No, strangely enough, Walmart doesn't sell dildos. At least not as far as I know.
No, wait, I'm just trying to hear this phone call over here.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
No, you don't want to hear the phone
call. No, I want to hear the phone call.
Yes, let's hear the phone call.
No, I want to hear the phone call. Hi, Daddy.
Well, basically, after working...
It's the FCC pulling us off the air, by the way.
Well, it would be the first time somebody listened to us.
Now, hit me off with the Walmart. You worked at Walmart unloading trucks.
And then
did you ever lay under an axle? Because that's the worst job I've ever heard.
Yeah.
No, but I might as well have been the axle.
No, who's right. that? We need to know.
I
Inquiring minds.
I don't know. It wasn't anything important.
Come on!
No, it wasn't. It really wasn't.
All right, fine.
The reference was Blink, Blink, and Swing. I assume he's referring to...
Did you used to work there?
No, I never worked there. No, why would I work there?
So how did you know the story that he...
Because he told me 5 billion times. I mean, I
was
know
that a life
all
event
stuff.
For you?
For him?
Yeah, probably.
Damn
Who knows?
The man.
Yes.
Who knows?
It was like kicking Sam Walton in the balls. Was that what it boils down to?
Not really, because I think he was kind of an old man. They were shriveled up anyway.
Enough. It's 13 to the hour, Christmas week here on WUSB Stony Brook. Maybe we'll be able to get to some substantial stories.
Oh, no,
we won't.
If Johnny Pancakes and Tim Bearclaw would get their heads out from where the sun don't shine.
Little Lep, where have you been?
Naughty, naughty.
Hey, that's right. Oughta naughty you. Keeping me from my rounds. I'm late as it is. Now stay put. Don't go anywhere till I get back. Understand me?
Nice. We'll be right back.
Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white, so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of Gerald. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
Yo, come on, let's check.
You ain't just the man from last night?
Santa? Macy's?
Yo, man, let's go eat, man. I'm
hungry.
Starving.
Come on, man.
Run so loud and proud you hear it. It's Christmas time and we got the spirit. Jack Frost chilling, the hawk is out. And that's what Christmas is all about. The time is now, the place is here. And the whole wide world is filled with cheer. My name's DMC with the mic in my hand. And I'm chilling and cooling just like a snowman. So open your eyes, lend us an ear. We want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Fine. It is 9 to the hour on WUSB Stony Brook. Hey. Donald Trump... Fine, shut up. Donald Trump has announced that he will not assassinate journalists and he will not act like other presidents around the globe. Last week, I don't know if you've heard this, but...
No.
Vladimir Putin. Now, I am a big admirer of Vladimir Putin.
Of Mr. Putin and his methods.
Yes. He said that Trump is a talented man before saying that he is the absolute leader of the U.S. presidential race going on right now.
Yay, World War III. Let's get it going.
But the thing is, though, is that Trump and Putin appear to be friends. They say that they like working together, and they're fawning over one another.
Yeah, because they're both egotistical scuzzmops. It's the worst thing I've ever... I mean, the bottom line with these two is they're just both sociopaths, which might be why you like them.
Oh, my God. No. How is Putin a sociopath?
Are you kidding me?
He rides bears and hunts bare-chested. What's wrong with that?
He likes bears.
Oh, man. All right, anyway.
He is Russian.
And we've devolved.
Yeah, and we've quickly gone down the toilet.
That's right. All roads lead to gay.
Jeez. That's it. Now, Trump, apparently, there was a thing where Trump said that he admired Putin. And so somebody responded and said, well, Putin does not have a very good reputation for letting journalists report fairly in his country. More than likely, the journalist that disappeared. There was a journalist that got killed in Moscow, right along the strip there. That leads towards the Capitol building. More than likely, that journalist was on the payroll of some sort of Western intelligence agency, like the MI6 or CIA or Mossad or something like that. And they were instigating yellow journalism and subversion in an attempt to rile the public in Russia. So Trump was forced to respond to this, and he said, these people, referring to journalists,
right.
I hate some of these people. And he said, as he was saying this, he was pointing to the press row at a rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, before assuring the crowd, I would never kill them. So that's good to know.
That is good to know.
He may lock them up and make them disappear, but he won't kill them.
And he says, I would never kill them, but some of them are such lying, disgusting people. And the crowd erupted unanimously.
Well, kill the lawyers and the journalists.
This is what else he said. I'm not sure if you heard this.
No.
But he said that Hillary Clinton's bathroom break during the Democratic debate. Did you hear about that?
I did hear about that.
She took an extra long time because somebody else was in the loo.
Hey,
and
these things happen.
She's an older woman.
She
had to drop a deuce. Nobody wants to do that in the public bathroom. She could be the next president.
Hillary Clinton.
She's Hillary effing Clinton. Right. You ever hear about...
they can't all smell like Jennifer Flowers.
There are no flowers. There are no flowers growing out of that.
All right, so what did he say about Hillary Clinton?
Just stop. Just shut up. And he said Trump didn't like Hillary's bathroom break, apparently. And he said, I know where she went. It's disgusting. I don't want to talk about it. It's disgusting. She was favored to win, and she got schlonged. That's what he said. And apparently that's a big insult. I don't even think it has. It's the right word to use.
Well, he did insult the Jews the week before, so...
Did he? What did he do?
Well, wasn't he saying, well, they won't let him over at Israel, right? Weren't they going to boycott him over in Israel?
Oh, no. There were two stories with that. There were two stories. Trump went to an extremely pro-Israeli rally, and he said, "You're not going to like me because I'm not going to take any of your money. And because I'm not going to take any of your money, you're not going to have any say in any of my policies."
Yeah, but didn't he also allude to the fact that he's thrifty and he said, "just like you people"?
No, I didn't. Yes. He did?
Yes. Yes.
Come I didn't hear on, about that. Dude. I'm thrifty.
It was like a B&H commercial, man.
So we have Trump saying he's thrifty. We have Hillary Clinton saying she's the abuela. What else? Bernie Sanders. What's he going to say?
Listen, Bernie is...
I'm just like you?
Yeah, well, who knows?
He can say that because he is. He's an old Jew.
It's true.
He's an old Jewish guy.
But
old socialist Jew.
But there's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
no.
Who cares?
In and of itself, no.
No, who cares?
Not at all. He can say... But Bernie Sanders won't say anything like that.
No, he would never say it.
No, he wouldn't.
He's the only one.
No.
It's just... Oh, God.
So he goes on to say... He goes, "She was favored to win, and she got... slonged." That doesn't even make sense to me.
We should actually Google that.
I know what it is, but I mean, it doesn't. The context is wrong here.
So he goes. That's the number one Google search right there.
So he says, "She lost. I mean it. She lost." He added, in case anyone wasn't familiar with it, familiar with the term "schlonged." So apparently, Trump thinks that Hillary Clinton taking an extended bathroom break, or not an extent, or waiting until somebody left the bathroom is a big deal.
Well, you know.
Nobody likes to go on a hot seat.
That's so true. That is so true.
There is something very off-putting about that.
You know what's the worst? Those cushiony seats that when you sit on, you
worse.
Get the... Shh. You ever sit on those?
They're half cracked and they're like, you know...
Yeah, oh, man.
To me, there's nothing better in the morning. Nice cold seat.
There's nothing.
Because that tells me nobody's sat on it.
Cold porcelain.
I refuse.
No, not the porcelain.
What do you mean?
I refuse to go in a public bathroom, dude. I just won't go.
No, that, you can't do that.
Sometimes you
just
don't have a choice.
You can't do that. That's true, too.
Then you have to put the gasket of toilet paper all around, and hopefully it doesn't stick to you.
Yeah, well, fine.
I don't want to do that either.
So where do you think this is going to end up? Do you think Hillary Clinton is going to fire back at Trump for any reason? I think this
no.
is the abuela thing. No, there was one thing that she tried to do. Trump was exploiting Hispanic, or trying to exploit Hispanic folks.
For work?
You're probably not wrong. But she said, Hillary Clinton said that she was observing respeto, or respeto? Something, somewhere, it means respect. Generally, as from this article that I read, I don't know if this is true or not.
Right.
Respect towards like an elderly, wiser woman. And so that was her thing. So Trump was not paying respect to anybody, but I believe in respeto or respito, whatever it is. I don't know if I'm saying it properly.
Probably.
Listen, it's all pandering. It's just like when she was in that Baptist church and she started getting the old reverend cadence, you know? "And I came down from the mountain,
oh my God,
and the light shined, and put a dollar in the box."
I remember that. That was the most... uncomfortable speeches I've ever heard.
There you go.
That one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever heard.
"I have seen the mountain."
Oh my!
And then you have her saying that Trump is becoming a recruitment tool for ISIS, and Trump demands an apology.
Well,
that's the worst that you could ever say about him.
That was ridiculous too. That he's becoming a tool of ISIS.
Well, he hates Islam, obviously.
Well, yeah.
I mean, there's a tiny bit of validity to that, but at the same time, does ISIS really need a recruitment tool? We're bombing the hell out of their kids.
Now, here's another. No, they're not.
Some bread.
No, they're not. There are a ton of reports from the Iraqis and the Syrians saying that the United Kingdom and the United States and France, they are bombing either Iraq. They just bombed Iraqi forces going after ISIS, and they've been bombing Assad's forces going after ISIS because they don't want either Iraqi forces or Assad's forces to find all of the links back to the United States or Turkey in this case. Turkey is huge.
Indirectly.
Huge. And indirectly,
the Israelis.
The Israelis have been doing the same thing.
Which, strangely enough,
the same thing.
Turkey and Israel are now trying to normalize relations again.
Well, I saw that. I saw that. And there was also a report here that said that they're trying to balkanize Syria and Iraq into 8 nation states based upon where natural resources are pumped. So basically, oil pipelines.
Wow.
So there, it got to. Oh, by the way, it's 8 p.m. on WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM. This is Last Call with Chris Michaels. I have to say it. Otherwise, the FCC gets mad.
Really?
So, yeah,
it's a cool 62 degrees outside.
It is a balmy 62 degrees outside.
And now back to you.
And now back to whatever. I don't know.
Wow. So what you're saying is the next season of Homeland is going to be fantastic.
It should be. You'll have plenty to go with.
That's great.
But what they're doing is it's the Turks, and this is the MO lately. The Turkish government, instead of engaging the Iraqi government about certain territories within Iraq and saying, look,
they're moving in.
You have oil. Well, that's one. They're moving in. They're just invading Iraq. Two, they are entering into treaties with individual warlords that control certain provinces of Iraq. So instead of going into a treaty with Iraq, they're going into a treaty with the warlord. They're going into treaty.
The governor of the area.
Right. They're going. It's essentially as if Russia came over to the United States and made a treaty with Governor Pataki. And not the United States.
Who hasn't been governor for like 15, 20 years.
Well, that's they have poor intelligence, obviously.
Yeah, yes.
Obviously. So, but that's essentially what's going on. And it's working. And it's working. And they are fostering this, they being the West and Turkey. It's atrocious. It's disgusting.
And all because we can't harness the sun for its power.
Or maybe,
that's,
you know what?
Nice.
Maybe not put nuclear in such a bad light. It actually works.
Oh, yeah. No, I would stay away from it. If you're going to go Fukushima?
Yeah, seriously.
Fukushima is all screwed up. It's all
what?
Screwed up.
Do you mean the thing that nobody's talked about for the last 2 years?
Yes. Yes.
The actual meltdown over in Japan?
Yeah. When that happened. The nuclear whatever agency.
The NRC, Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
The cesium, massive amounts of cesium got leaked from that reactor melting down.
They actually said Reactor 4 dumped all of its unused fuel.
I saw that.
Which means it melted down.
Yeah, and it's still melting.
Which
it's still going on.
It's not stopping.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's keep going, spewing radiation.
And the United States regulatory whatever you brought up, instead of saying, look, we've got a problem on our hands, all they did was raise the safe limits.
Yeah.
Of cesium in the atmosphere.
It's like anything else, you know? Let's there's no problem here because now we can have this much.
It's ridiculous. Like,
don't worry, your pituitary glands can absorb plenty.
Yeah, well, I'm starting to get. Look, here's the thing. I'm going to get worked up. I'm going to start yelling. But
do it. Do it.
Because obviously you haven't had enough
mad.
No, but the thing is you can't. These people. There's obviously a
these
movement.
People.
Yes, there's obviously a movement that doesn't care. There's a group of elite individuals, whether they're bankers, whether they're don't shut up for a minute. Whether they're bankers, whether they're part of the defense industry, whether they're part of the politicians, you know, there's a small group of these people that do not care about national boundaries, and they're taking advantage of everybody in the Western world. They're taking advantage of everybody, and the public, the most of the public, is dumb enough to believe that they still belong to a country, and they're dumb enough to believe that their allegiance belongs to a certain country. They have to start thinking on a global scale, and they have to start realizing that these bastards are taking you to the cleaners for everything that you've got.
That's right.
And they're starting to do negative interest rates. Do you know anything about that?
Go ahead, tell me.
Well, the negative interest rates is when the banks are going to charge you to keep your money in their bank.
They do it already.
Well, no, but it's a negative interest rate. So instead of getting 1% at the end of every year,
I got to give them 1%.
You have to give them 1%. So that is supposed to enable you to spend money. So instead of the bank taking your money just for having it sitting there to collect dust, you are going to go out there and spend your money, assuming you have money.
You mean my measly funds that I get weekly?
Correct.
Very weekly?
Yeah.
I love a worked-up Chris. I really
do.
It's
okay.
No, it's amazing.
That wasn't the best.
No, that wasn't the best. And it gets worse. It should.
Listen, I can't. You keep going until you start spewing out the scene from Network. I want you all to go to your windows, open them, and say, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
You're an idiot. 804 WSB.
Christmas time come but once a year. Oh, I'm so happy, my kids are happy too. They take the next 6 months to pay my bills. When I think about it, folks, it give me chills. But I don't care, 'cause Christmas comes but once a year. Ready, people, to have myself a ball. I'm going out partying, gonna dance to every call. I'm gonna think about New Year's Day. I don't care what I have to pay. Let the good times roll, 'cause Christmas comes but once a year.
On WUSB Stormbrook 90.1 FM. That was B.B. King. Christmas comes but once a year, unlike me, which is often. So now we had, what was this story? story we're talking about.
The Lindsey Graham story?
Yeah, Lindsey Graham, the Steve.
Oh, yeah.
What Lindsey did he Graham. Do? He decided to
he
jump
out
right?
of the Republican presidential nomination. Yeah. And, you got to do your Lindsey Graham for everybody.
No, I don't.
Oh, he does these impersonations. You swear it was the real people.
Oh, my God. I'm going to suspend my campaign. I'm not going to suspend my desire to help the country. And I think Tim Bearclaw and Johnny Pancakes are just two big glasses of water I can barely handle.
That's the worst.
You all right?
Oh, no.
Everybody
no,
quiet. Let Tim have his laugh.
Give me a second.
Are you fun? Are you done?
Actually, it sounds like the old man from The Simpsons.
When a southern debutante speaks, I get slightly aroused.
From Family Guy, who likes Chris.
I don't remember. And so, like, what was this?
What, Herb?
Anyway, go ahead. What was this thing?
No, all right. So, yes, I've hit a wall, and the South Carolina senator announced in a video posted on YouTube. After consistently polling in the lowest tiers of the Republican field, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham dropped out of the Republican presidential race Monday, reducing the candidates in the party, still crowded field to 13. And then he said, yeah, I'm going to suspend my campaign, but I'm not going to suspend my desire to... What does that mean? Does that mean still donate to Lindsey Graham's eligible bachelor fund? What does it mean?
Here's the thing. If he closes down his campaign, if he says it's done, I'm over with.
He can't collect anything for super PACs,
Well, he can't collect anything more. That's one. Two, if he is in debt, he owes that money. But if that campaign is going in perpetuity, then people can donate to it, or other campaigns can donate to it so that he is no longer in debt. Right. And bring him into the black. Now, if he has any surplus funds, if he keeps that open, then he is allowed to give those funds to other candidates. Right. So he's not suspending his desire. He's just suspending his campaign.
He's also not retiring either, so.
No.
Donate to this delicate southern flower.
Oh, my God. Going to sit on my front porch.
Give until it hurts.
Yeah, right.
We're going to drink some sweet tea and talk about the first thing that pops up.
We're going to go drink a mint julep. I don't know. That moron, by the way. Lindsey Graham.
Oh, okay.
I think it was last year or 2 years ago, he did a big deal. He had a big debate about a emergency defense spending bill. And he said if this bill doesn't go through, they, that's always out there just beyond the horizon, the barbarians.
The boogeymen.
Yeah. He said that they are going to nuke Charleston.
Hold me.
They're going to...
Wait, what is this? The Revolutionary War?
He said that they are going to nuke Charleston.
They don't like just us for Charleston. Our barbecue.
Just Charleston. I don't know what he was talking... I do know what he was talking about. Apparently there was a nuclear threat being perpetrated by a supposed ally of the United States. And they threatened that if this certain bill didn't go through, that would give them certain funding, then they would, you know... They do things like that often. So he actually did this. Now, what? A Lithuanian policeman...
Yes,
finds a 10-year-old?
Yes, the border police pulled over this slow-moving minivan near a road near the border on Monday.
You're right.
And they found a 10-year-old boy driving it. Now, in and of itself, you go, 10-year-old boy? Okay, kind of odd.
It is Lithuania.
True, we don't know how they go back there.
They get their license.
But the best part was, the boy's mother was in the back, totally obliterated.
What do you mean, totally? What happened?
Well, her blood alcohol level was approximately four times the legal limit anywhere in the universe.
In the universe?